covered, I don't believe, is it?
No, please.
I don't believe that. That's probably what you would call it. I don't have objection to a house or that.
What about now? There's some farm terms in here, too. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking? Would you know that?
I wouldn't know that.
What do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk? Maybe in houses we already had water piped in and on the back porch.
Buckets or pails or?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you remember bucket or pail more or less for wood? Or what about if it were metal?
I still call it a bucket.
Okay.
A pail. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying?
Skillet. A frying pan.
Okay, you use both words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call that?
A griddle. Now you have a griddle too that makes cornbread, flat whole cake of cornbread.
Okay. What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn it on and off?
A spigot.
What do you call it, or do you know a term for that if it's on a barrel, a wooden barrel?
It's still called a spigot, I guess. Some people call hydrant, if it's out in the yard or something like that.
Okay, if it's out in the yard, that was my next question.
Hydrant. We call it a hydrant.
Okay, when you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put in for you to carry them home?
You think I'm going to say poke, but it
is. No, do people understand?
No. But, I mean, that is an expression.
Sure.
Some people would say, yeah, I think some people would say, but it would be the old timers. The common word would be a sack.
Okay. If it's a large bag made out of loosely woven cloth, maybe 100 pounds of potatoes would come.
You call that a croaker sack.
Okay. What about a small musical instrument that you hold up your mouth and blow on?
Harp, harmonica.
And what about if it is the kind you hold between the teeth and go like this?
Juice harp.
And a piece of playground equipment made with a long board balanced in the middle.
Seesaw.
What about a homemade one like this?
Yeah, you cut off your fingers, I wouldn't know what you're talking about. You cut off your arms, I wouldn't know what you're talking about.
Right. They're the same stylus, but it goes around and around.
Merry-go-round.
Okay. A homemade one. Do you know any other words far along?
The merry-go-round. Carousel?
Okay.
That wouldn't be homemade. That would be more. Right.
What do you call a flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives or scythes with?
Oh, wait a minute now. A flat piece of stone.
Right. A little thing like this.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know what you're talking about. They call it honing an instrument. Now, what do they do when they hone something sharp?
I think it's something.
File. It's called a file.
Okay.
But there's
is that the same thing that maybe was used for a razor?
No, a strap was used for, they call it strop, I think, was used for honing a razor. But in sharpening, I've only seen the metal file.
Okay.
It has ridges in it.
Okay, well, can you tell me a little bit about wood fences?
Paling. Sometimes they made fences out of rails, split rails, and they improvise them in such a manner as to cross, cross each other, so make an X at the conjunction of the two
pails.
You call it a
rail
fence. That's right.
Any other kinds of wood fences around here?
We have some picket fences that are just a series of wooden pails.
Those are the kinds that
sharp
are
sharp on the top.
Pointed.
Most often they are.
Okay. If you had too many people spending a night at a house and they made a bed on the floor, what would they call it?
Pallet.
And what about low ground in a river valley? Do you all have a word for that?
For low ground?
Near a river when it's very flat.
I don't know.
Everything's pretty flat around here.
Yeah, and we just have creek banks, we don't have...
Have you ever heard of the interval or bottom land or bottom?
I've heard of bottom, where it's boggy and miry and things like that.
Okay.
But kind of bottom, I guess so.
Different kinds of roads, depending on...